It's finally spring, and I'm saying goodbye snow, hello adventure. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, you can get epic deals on your favorite Honda model. Ready to get rugged? Then take the off-road in an all-wheel drive Honda SUV, like the CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. Want to take a spring road trip? Then check out a fuel-efficient turbocharged Civic or Accord. Say goodbye to winter and hello to a new Honda. Don't miss huge savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your local Honda dealer.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Had Dr. Mina on earlier. She was fun. She yelled at us a little bit. TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on pretty much every podcast platform. And also, we're on some radio stations, too. And if you hear the commercials on the radio stations, support the radio stations, support the advertisers. And thank you for advertising also. Mr. Craig Evans in the house.
Rancher John, checking in here.
Rancher John.
Talking about weed-fed cattle. Yeah, they can get high off of it. Had a calf get into it one time. Son of a bitch was walking around bawling and falling down.
Bawling?
We thought he had
the noise that a calf makes.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Well, you would know, Puss, yeah.
Right.
We no thought
that he had a brain tumor. Locked him up overnight.
Oh.
He was fine the next morning. Then the pothead went right back over the fence there was a patch of it and started eating it again.
He knows.
He liked it.
I want more of that.
Every animal wants to get high, man.
He's like, turn it up, man.
Yep. Went right back to the area.
We have no issue with that.
No. That's what we do. Yeah. I like that. I'm going to go back there.
Today was a new day.
Right.
Did the other cows shame him?
He told me, dude, you got to try this. That's what he did to the other cows.
Yeah, yeah, they shamed him while they had a drink in their hand. That's not cool.
That's right.
Sip,
that's
sip. Right. Pour me another.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 1970.
So weed doesn't even kill calves.
No, just kids. And only in our state, no other states.
Helps them with, you know, major medical issues everywhere else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kills them here.
Yeah, yeah.
Was on this date in 1970. Americans observed the first ever Earth Day.
Oh, it was 1970. Okay. I knew it was a long time ago.
And so this is the latest one in that list of Earth Days.
So if you turn on right-wing TV, it'll be anti-Earth Day. It will be. Look at these hippies, and we need to drill more.
Throw your trash out the window.
And they're laughing, and they go to the next commercial.
Yeah. That's what you could do to own the libs.
Yes.
Throw all your masks in the street.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Throw away your mask.
The world's largest cruise ship ready to book its first passengers. Royal Caribbean opened reservations this week. Wonder of the Sea still being built in France, but when it's finished, it will have 18 decks and more than 2,800 rooms.
Man.
It will also set a record capacity of nearly 7,000 passengers.
They look cool, and the problem is...
Where's it going to go?
From Shanghai and Hong Kong is where it's going to start, and they are going to go on four to nine night voyages.
Because I don't have a list.
Sailing from Shanghai and Hong Kong.
Of what countries you can visit or what countries will allow other countries. I don't know who's allowing who in.
Yeah, that would be a logistical nightmare.
They require a vaccine. I ain't going to Hong Kong.
Well, didn't we just say that like 80% of the countries out there you shouldn't probably go to right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
The State Department or whoever does that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be fine on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Well, it's the getting off and hanging out that they don't want you to do.
Yeah.
They do. Apparently, there are cruises available that you just get on the boat and cruise around and don't stop anywhere for a few days.
They are, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Which is the part of the cruise that sucks the most?
Is getting off?
No, just being stuck on the boat.
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, just rent a boat and tool around.
Well, listen, I'm not into a cruise. I've never done it. But I know a lot of people that have done it and love it. And I know a lot of people that have done it and don't like it.
Nah.
So, you know.
I want to go on the Kiss cruise.
Of course. I think that's what I want to go on. I want to go on something where there's actually some music that I like.
Something happens on the ship.
Something happens on the ship, right, yeah. And there are a bunch of those, and they're a couple of days.
Yeah, they're short.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on a boat for a week.
The only cruises I've seen that really kind of appeal to me is they do some river cruises in Europe.
We get to see something the whole time.
And it's, yeah, it's smaller boats.
I've seen that, too. There's a lot of ads for that now.
It stops a lot.
And you get to see both sides of the cool countries you're going through.
Whatever,
right? That seems like old guy cruise, though. Every time you see that, it's like, I bet you I'd be bored with the crowd on the boat.
Yeah.
It's grandpa.
You'd be the youngest ones.
Yes, I'd be the youngest one, and that's crazy if I'm the youngest guy on a cruise.
Like, last cruise we went on, we saw some whales.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
See, I've seen those dining rooms. I've seen the decks of those river cruises, and everybody, even if they're not old, they're acting old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with that, Todd.
The dining room is open for dinner from 4:30 to 6.
You be quiet. Why? It's 7 o'clock. You know, that kind of stuff.
I haven't seen ads for them, but I think
I see them all the time.
No.
The TV commercials, and it's just old, retired people just bored on a ship.
You want to see this stuff before you die, right?
Yeah. And I don't think they're around anymore, but they were called Windjammer Cruises, and it was basically a big sailboat.
Yeah, I think my sister did that, and her husband, they did it, but they did it to a couple islands in Florida. You'd go out, go to the island, hop back on, and go someplace else. But that was it was one of those windjammers. They liked that.
Yeah, it didn't look like there were a lot of people.
But I want to go on a boat and see Molly Hatchet, for Christ's sakes. That's what I want to see. Yeah, Greg nods his head over there. Yeah.
They'll probably do that.
I know. Oh, those classic
they
rock
probably
cruises.
Have.
Those classic rock cruises are all over the place, and 80s rock ones are out there.
I think we missed the opportunity when Lewis was doing those cruises.
Oh, the
that couple
ones.
3 years,
yeah.
When it was Lou and all his buddies.
Just the comedy ones.
That would have been the ones to go to.
Yeah, it was him and Vic.
Yeah, and, a whole bunch of guys. Yeah.
And I saw another one where you would have to fly to Tahiti, and the Tahiti's part of the Society Islands in the South Pacific.
Yep.
And you'd get on a boat at night, and then go to the next island, and then spend all day on that island.
Got it.
Basically, you would just sleep on the ship.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah, you wouldn't spend a lot of time on the ship. You'd spend most of the time on land.
If you ever wanted to go to cool places and sleep in a closet in the middle, try this cruise.
Yeah, the actual ship doesn't have any appeal. Like this one, with 18 decks, that's huge. Like, that'd be a big building.
Well, yeah, they
and
are.
A lot of a small town, that would be a gigantic building.
And by the way, a lot of these, too, you're upgrade. You're getting you want a deck. You said you were in... You're in one without a deck,
right? The two times I've been on one.
You were just in with a little portal?
Porthole.
See, I realize that's the cheaper one and the stuff is affordable, but some of them are just all rooms are decks.
Yeah.
That's how they do it now.
Yeah.
But the bigger cruise ships now, they're like small floating cities.
Yeah.
No, this was the room that we were in on these two cruises we would make most one-bedroom hotel rooms look spacious.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I just feel like I'd be like... think I was stuck in a mall the whole time.
Right. Yeah, that's why I would feel.
Like with a water slide.
Yeah, I'd be at the bar the whole time, and, you know, even that would get old.
Yeah, and see, again, the problem with that is you don't pay for drinks individually
on the
boat.
Yeah.
You just swipe your card and then get a bill at the end of the week.
Right.
And then go, holy, I spent that much?
Yeah, that would be problematic.
Uh-huh. And they're not cheap drinks.
I had a friend of mine do a cruise years ago by himself. He was single at the time, probably 20 years ago. And they just roomed you with people. Just roomed you with people.
Really? Oh, hell no.
And he was just with another dude, you know?
Are they still together?
Right.
It was a hostile cruise?
Kind of. I mean, it was a nice crew. He's an outgoing guy, so he met a bunch of girls in the boat, and they had a great time. He partied the whole time with these group of girls. He's really outgoing kind of guy. But the guy in his room was like his college roommate. He really didn't get along with the guy. He said, I don't know. I got up and showered and left the room every day. But you're still sleeping with a stranger. I know.
I'm not doing that.
Right. End up rooming with Lizzo with a porthole is all you got.
Well, hell, we were lucky to have a porthole. There were decks below us.
With no portal?
You didn't even have a window.
Oh. This has scarred you.
Yeah.
We were lucky to have a porthole. We were grateful, damn it.
So you've done it, Puss. We haven't, but I know if you had one, would just open your sliding glass door and there were two chairs and a deck looking at the ocean, and that was your room, you could sit out there. That'd be would make it a lot easier.
It'd
for
be
you.
Better,
you'd,
but
you'd hang out in your room a little more.
But again, the part that I didn't like was, you know, the one I'm thinking of. We left from L.A. and we did a couple of stops on the western coast of Mexico.
Right.
And you know, you're in. We're going to pull into Cabo San Lucas. You can get off the boat for 6 hours.
Right.
And then we got to go.
Right.
And then you know, the last three and a half days, I think, we were just on the boat coming back north to L.A.
Okay.
You know, you were just that's it. We're just you're on the boat and we're going, and so you can't get off.
Right.
I think I would want to
nightclubs on the boat, anything like that.
Yeah, there were clubs. There was like a casino. Okay. There were some shows.
Did you
and
dance?
Stuff. No, I don't dance.
Did you dance? Yeah, that's right. That would have made the trip. You danced. Right.
Yeah, let loose.
Yeah,
loose puss.
I went to the casino a little bit, hung out, but I mean, it's just you know, you're stuck.
You know, even pre-COVID, I always thought the cruise I'd get on would be the norovirus cruise, because then you're just screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed. And you're stuck and you're screwed.
In the morning.
Now, I realize there's 1,000 cruises every year that nobody gets norovirus. But you know what?
You'd be the one.
Yep.
You'd be the one.
They let you fish off the back of the boat?
Not so much.
They should.
Not so much.
That's the kind of cruise I would go on, if they let you fish off the back of the boat.
Or just off your deck, and you're just trolling the line as you're going down the ocean.
Well, you got to be at the bottom of the boat. It's hard to reel a fish up 18 stories.
Well, once again, they're building these ships, and these are packed, and they'll be packed again. So we're just not into them, you know.
Yeah, I always just wanted to find one of those cities that you were going to go to and just stay there.
I'd rather do that
and just explore that city for a few days.
Right.
Yeah. I would want to. If there was a deck, I would want a harness that I could attach myself to, so you don't have too many drinks and just fall into the ocean.
People do.
Trying to look over.
Then you just get the room with the porthole if you're worried about that.
Well,
it takes away the problem.
I want to have the deck. I just don't want to die.
So you're going to sit on the deck with it. Every time you go out there, you just put a harness on.
Yep, just clip it on.
That makes kind of sense.
And I do have to acknowledge that my experience with that particular cruise in Mexico.
Yeah, you hated it.
I did not like it, but I also it's also... You know, the day that we were in Mazatlan was the day that my dad and I went deep sea fishing.
Oh, that ruined the whole trip for you.
And
right?
I didn't see any of Mazatlan, and the people who are with me continue to this day to tell me how great it was.
Yeah.
And I was on a fishing boat with my dad wishing
hours.
For death.
Yeah, wish.
Didn't you hate Disney World too?
It wasn't my favorite,
Yeah, he wasn't a real man when it came to deep sea fishing.
No, not 8 hours apparently.
I didn't puke.
Yeah.
My dad did.
Oh, okay.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you take
your
the
mom doesn't puke either,
did you eat
by
the Dramamine? That's always worked for me.
I don't think we did, no. No.
Yeah,
makes you a little drowsy, but you got to eat the Dramamine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been in some rough seas, but I've never gotten sick.
Could have been a bit better. You know, it might have enhanced the experience if we'd caught one fish. Eight freaking hours.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of that. No guarantees. That's why they call it fishing.
Join Todd and Tyler on a cruise. They should sell a cruise. We'll all go on that cruise together.
Yeah, then we'll
some
do
fans.
It. Then we'll
fans.
Do it.
Yeah, we'll do it then.
Right. I need to remove this podcast.
We'll put they'll hear this podcast. Nah, we're going to advertise those guys and have them go on a cruise. And we'll just make sure Puss is in the portal hole, you know.
Old porthole puss.
Old porthole puss. What else going on, Craig?
That's usually the job of some conservative radio talk show
it is,
host
yeah.
that would host a cruise.
That is. You're right. Join us on a cruise. We
Come
can
on.
All bitch about Obama.
With a bunch of old people.
It's a free speech zone.
Yeah. Or, racist welcome.
Or former news anchors who've been off the air for 20 years.
Yeah, that's what happens in our city.
Yeah, no safe spaces on our cruise.
Yeah, racial slurs are fine in international waters.
Yeah. Except for the people waiting on you.
Yeah, except around the crew.
Yeah, you're going to get stabbed.
Oh, you're going to get stabbed, but you can say what you want, right?
Yeah, you all get a laptop, and you can start posting your racist memes.
Oh, the MAGA cruise, MAGA cruise, yeah.
Virginia will become the first southern state to legalize the marijuana starting this summer.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, cool.
Those poor
the
kids.
The governor signed a law that will make it legal for anyone 21 or older to possess up to an ounce of the marijuana beginning July 1st. Adults can also grow up to 4 cannabis plants per household at home.
All right, would you guys try that?
But the plants have to be kept out of view.
What?
What are you going to do, put them out in your bay window and look outside? I mean, I don't give a damn.
Well, they don't want them. Yeah. They don't want you to put it in your bay window.
Can you put it out back?
Is it out of view?
I don't know. Some, the neighbor sees it.
Well, the key is it out of public view?
Right. Apparently, they just don't want it on display. Right.
Well, that's a good... Yeah. What's the definition of public view? Is it behind? If it's in my backyard, you have to make an effort to come around the back side of the house to see it. Is that out of public view?
Yeah.
Well, if you're asking people to come around to the back side.
But my neighbors can see it from their backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that count as public view?
If they're narcs.
Are they public?
Yeah.
But if you're growing your own weed, I don't think you want it outside anyway.
Anyway, right.
Yeah, you don't want it in public view.
No,
you want it in a...
Are they legalizing... it's recreational now?
Right.
Yeah.
In Virginia, jeez.
I don't know if they have the...
No, we're horrible.
Medicinal.
Because we're
going to
elect another douchebag when Ricketts leaves. The far-right nominee for the Republican Party in this state in 2 years will be another douchebag, anti-weed guy, and he'll win.
Probably rich, probably white.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we have to rely on the states around us.
Yes.
To legalize.
Right.
New study out of Israel showing the face masks worn for reducing the risk of spreading and contracting the COVID also helps with seasonal allergies.
No, there's a guy named Jay that emails us all the time and told me 2 days ago, masks don't work. Look, do your research.
Oh,
yeah,
he meant that.
I tried to look at the article that he sent, and it said exactly the opposite of what he said.
Did it really? So he's that stupid?
Apparently.
God. Yeah, I just saw one today that said those dummies at Stanford say masks work.
Yeah. Oh, that's the guy that sent that to us. He said, that Jay dumbass said he hates us, but he listens every day. He said, Stanford's doing this. You can't say it's a bunch of conservatives. I said, and they actually, you read it wrong?
If I read it correctly, and I looked very, very quickly, and I don't know.
Of course, masks work. The anecdotal evidence that masks work is the flu went away.
Yeah, and it's more than that. Yeah.
It's more than that, I know.
Yeah.
The anecdotal evidence is I haven't had a cold or the flu.
Year and a half.
In a year and a half.
Me neither.
And I usually get some kind of. Right. Respiratory bug.
Right. We all do.
During the winter.
Everybody does.
Not this
or it
year.
It seems like everybody.
Never, not this year.
I've never gone a year without a cold in my life.
Right. And now we know why we didn't go without one. You know, we were just touching and breathing everything.
Touching and breathing in the morning.
I don't know how these people find the time to do all this research they're doing.
Yeah. Well, they're not.
Well, at their jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
The jobs they're not doing.
Right, because 4 minutes on YouTube counts as research now.
Yeah, Stanford had to put out a statement apparently just yesterday saying there's a study going around saying Stanford University says masks don't work. No, that's not us.
All right. Wow. It's like Jim Stanford.
Yeah, I don't know.
Back to the research lab for that guy.
So that guy, the guy that emailed us that was all excited.
Complete. Moron.
It turns out it was a big lie.
Thanks for listening, Jay. Yeah.
It's big Jay's buddy. Hey, Jay, you want to come have a beer? Research tonight, man.
I got to own the libs tonight. Get your vaccine.
This is a list of generally discredited hypotheses that have been tested and disproved. Seems to be a piece of deceptive writing from what appears to be a non-expert. This isn't science.
There you go.
Quote unquote, Stanford University Medical School.
That took you a minute to look up. All right.
You're going to have to dig deeper to find the real truth, puss.
That's right.
Right.
Check in with Q.
Right. That might take up to 15 minutes of research to find the answer you want.
Do your research, guys. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.